And I'm of two minds how much time over the course of the next few weeks to devote to unpacking some of his lyrics. And I guess we'll just have to play that by ear to see how and at what point it becomes really important to do so, obviously. Economics as a discipline is the miming of growth in a dead system. And dead in so many ways. We've quoted a lot from Emmanuel Wallerstein's essay in Does Capitalism Have a Future? In which he says, not so much. I mean, that's obvious, right? It's amazing when you review the business section of, in my case, the New York Times, and realize that this is an ongoing debate, not whether capitalism is dead, but what's wrong with this system? We seem to be having a structural problem globally. What's going on? And I really have to scratch my head on that one, whether they are forbidden. I mean, Emmanuel Wallerstein's been talking about this, I mean, at least for about a decade, I would imagine. And Marx and others for much longer, like Rosa Luxemburg. So, I mean, it's not exactly a mystery, but we are not allowed to think in big world systems terms. We're not allowed to think much at all. Officially, that is to say. When I say that, what I mean is that, and I've said this often, but bears repeating, to develop our thought, we need ongoing discussions. And the ongoing discussions we are given over the airwaves are not going to be in the directions we need to get free. To grow in every sense under the current system requires, as Proudhon is carefully demonstrating, a theft. Hence the shorthand and so incomplete rendering of his message captured in the words, property is theft. It requires this semblance, laying hands on what is not rightfully yours. This act mimes growth, but is not true growth, as true growth requires uncoerced life, freed energy to occur. Everything about class is false, which our bodies perceive and resist. And in order to maintain its control of us, power must constantly slip falseness in amongst us and then condition us to accept it as real. And in order to maintain its facade of superiority, it must present to us, quote unquote, evidence of it. So their MO has become kill those who are creative because they model an independent thought process and so are threats, and as well possess assets. Creativity requiring access to the authentic self, demonstrating which challenges the whole logic of the system, you know, that it generates the best of the best, blah, blah, blah. Assets ripe for the plundering. So the power guy's MO is kill or otherwise destroy threats, steal their work and put their name on it. We're already seeing this. We're seeing them laying the groundwork for doing this to Prince. In our June 19, 2016 show, we called attention to the June 18, 2016 New York Times article on the management, quote unquote, of Prince's entertainment assets, which implies that it is these managers named, co-signed by the court, who will be creating, supposedly, the value of them, obviously making a case for their right to lay claim to them. Those who steal his unreleased music are planning to argue that they really own it because they will be, quote unquote, developing it. Sound familiar? Today, we're going to be thinking about the historical and psychological dynamics underlying and implications of our having been pounded into an artificial, manufactured world, including with Proudhon and Popper how this happened in both a psychological and material sense. Nikola Tesla, in our opening quote, put his finger on both the material and the psychological dynamic we're looking at today when he calls attention to the state and its ideology of patriotism as the key barrier to our achieving the world peace we all want. What we'll see is that the state put in place by the power guys in the aftermath of the French Revolution exists to freeze class, an artificial, false social arrangement. Freeze class in place, originally a strategy devised, or at least their rationalization, to realize Plato's dream from 2,500 years ago as a means of supposedly ending violence. But we know from our discussions with Alice Miller that coercion, the cause of frozen thought through the mechanism of fear, results in suppressed rage, which then leads to violence. I.e., the freezing of thought in order to supposedly stop violence, and in Plato's case, he was referring to the rulers slaughtering each other. We are never a factor in these discussions from the ancient world. We are considered the beasts. The freezing of thought in order to stop violence, in fact, causes violence. So we can see the never-ending death spiral power is stuck in is a vortex which will inevitably engulf us as well. Well, it already has. Unless we turn to the world we want, based in mutual aid and non-coercion.